Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Let's go back to the Morning X.
Saturday Morning X headlines. We just interpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... What did you do? Come on. Did I ask for assistance, Emily? What is be bopping?
Hey, you know, scoopity bop bop.
There's a dude who's posted now famous on the internet a list of more than 400 people who are banned from his property.
Ooh, 400.
Now, Nick, you don't have property, but this seems like a total Nick Hodgson move. It also seems borderline. Like, we should be worried about this guy. Like, does he have some sort of mental instability issue? Is it not fair to laugh at this guy? And the poster, who says it's her uncle's crazy neighbor, assures us that he is not mentally ill, but is, in fact, a jerk.
Well,
so it's okay to laugh at.
That's always the first question they ask. Are you mentally ill? You say no. And like, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Right. And they're like,
walk
okay,
away.
Awesome.
So basically, he has a... Multiple neighbors have restraining orders against him. He has put the list of several of his neighbors up again, posted with a duct tape on his front door. A list of neighbors that are not...
duct tape?
Yeah.
That's extra crazy.
A list of neighbors that are not allowed on his property. But in addition to that is a whole mess of celebrities.
Oh.
Oprah, Dr. Phil, Beyonce, the Kardashians, not allowed on this man's property.
Okay.
50 Cent, Miley Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus, none of the Cyruses can come. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert. Oh, we got a Conan guy here. Who's if you hate Jimmy Fallon, Kimmel, and Stephen Colbert, are you? Oh, he might be a James Corden guy.
Oh no!
They're talking about these bands.
No.
Paula Abdul.
What?
Sandra Bullock.
What did Paula do?
Samuel L. Jackson. Marshall Mathers, not Eminem.
Not Eminem.
Marshall Mathers. He's banned Hillary and Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky, Donald Trump, Ivanka, Donald Jr., Eric Trump. The
okay,
United
so
States Supreme Court are not allowed on his property.
All of them?
All federal government employees not allowed on his property.
Nice. Keep it neutral.
Floyd Mayweather is on the list twice. Hillary Swank is on the list twice. Elizabeth Banks is on the list twice, back to back.
What does she do?
Elizabeth Banks. She's the, I'm going to wax you. No, she doesn't wax. A 40-year-old virgin.
Yes.
She
was the
bookstore
one of the
girl.
There. She's also
a bathtub.
Yeah. She was the girlfriend in Invincible.
I don't know.
That's Olivia Wilde's thing.
Oh, yeah.
She was in the Hunger Games. You know Elizabeth Banks.
Right. Mekhi Phifer, Michelle Phifer listed back-to-back. Not related. Those are not from the same Phifer family.
Oh.
I bet you he thinks they are, though.
Yeah, he definitely does.
All of the six main cast members from Saved by the Bell listed individually, even though Justin Diamond is dead.
What about Mr. Belding?
Is he in the sixth main cast members?
No, because it's Zach, Screech, AC, and then Lisa, Jesse, and the hot one.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah.
Mr. Belding is allowed then, I guess.
Yeah.
Go send him up there to find out what's
Screech's
the deal.
Robot.
Bradley Pitt, Matt Damon, and Ben Affleck are both banned.
Wait, Bradley Pitt?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is my favorite one. Chicago people. Just in general, Chicago people not allowed on this man's
property.
No
Windy City people.
I like Chicago. I'm trying to think. Do I like Chicago people?
Where's Jason Dick on that list?
People love having me on their property.
He's a Chicago person.
What up, what X? It's the Morning X with Offspring tickets in just a second. Dan's the Man tweets at the Morning X, says, seriously, Nick? You couldn't remember Kelly Kapowski, teen heartthrob?
Sorry. Team Tory Scott.
Who's that?
She was before Tiffany Amber Thiessen. She was like the motorcycle chick that had a crush on. Yeah.
On Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
Tori Scott?
Tori.
That was her name on the show?
T-O-R-I, yeah.
Is it weird? I feel like I was Team Jesse Spano.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
Showgirls.
Been there.
No. Hot tub scene.
Eventually.
I got so excited.
It was a pool, not a hot tub. And you really are taking drugs? Yeah, there are a lot of drugs in that movie. No, I think I was Team Jesse Spano because I knew Kelly Kapowski was out of my league. What kind of... these are just a child's fantasies. Can't I just shoot for the top in the child's fantasy? I was already settling. I was already going for the... I'll just take the nerdy one in my childhood fantasies.
I did that too. Don't worry.
Look, I'm going to make you mad. My Saved by the Bell was the college years, so I'm all about Bob Golic. It's curly locks.
Not going to make me mad. You make me sad. Why is that? Saved by the Bell was a television show back in the day, Emily.
I know what Saved by the Bell was.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
It was like Degrassi, but not progressive enough to put Drake in a wheelchair.
Oh.
The Offspring is at Emo September 1st. We have Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets. Go 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Nick v. Emily in a spirited round of Nick That Tune is coming up next. Good luck on the phone. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Nick, Emily. With tickets to see The Offspring September 1st, Emo's and Go.
Nick That Tune. Boom, 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 boom. Nick That Tune, Nick That Tune. Everybody loves to play Nick That. Nick That Tune, Nick That Tune.
Nick That Tune. It's a ripoff of Name That Tune, where I'm going to read you guys a clue about a song. Might include a lyrical reference, might not. It's definitely got a theme. I'll tell you this much. The theme will not be they're on the internet smiling really big. That will not be a theme that is in this game. And then Nick and Emily are going to bid against each other. How many seconds of that song do they need to hear to Nick That Tune? There's 1 point for the title, 1 point for the artist, negative points, steals allowed. And we each play on each of you play on behalf of a listener. Mark called first and chose Team Nick. I mean, the game is named after him. Surely he would choose Team Nick, right? But I understand you say he chose you out of pity.
He didn't specifically say that, but I could just tell. Oh. I could just tell.
Aww, what?
You felt like Team Nick needed a win.
There's a man down.
We're not going to get in this game.
I think you're killing it today, buddy.
You don't know that.
I'm killing it. It's definitely dead.
Nick is playing on behalf of Mark. Trevor, you get Emily. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From 2011. Song from 2011. Your clue. Identify this song from a two-piece rock band, and you'll shoot straight to the top of the scoreboard, or as one might say, the ceiling. Identify this song from a two-piece rock band, and you'll shoot straight to the top of the scoreboard, or as one might say, the ceiling. Nicholas Hodge of the game's named after you. I'll let you have a first bid. How many seconds to Nick That Tune?
I can Nick That Tune in 5 seconds.
5 seconds, he says, Emily.
5 seconds?
Yes.
I can Nick That Tune in four seconds.
Back to you, Hashi.
I can Nick That Tune in 2 seconds.
Oh, the delicate dance. He skips
All right.
over three.
Nick That Tune.
Emily says, Nick That Tune. Here are your 2 seconds, Nick. A song from 2011.
Wow. Okay. Here's my problem. Here's my doubt.
Oh, go for it.
So I was going to tell you that song was called Gold on the Ceiling.
Tell me.
But there was no way the title of the song would be in the clip that you played. But I'm going to stick with it and say that's the Black Keys, Gold on the Ceiling.
Two people in the Black Keys, Nick?
I just knew they were plural.
They're brothers.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
They are brothers.
Dan Arbach and what's his name?
The other one.
His name's not Arbach.
Steve Arbach.
I'm pretty sure they're brothers.
All right. Well, I know this for certain. We would never say something on the air that is not incorrect.
That's true.
Like whole milk is 100% fat. That's not something we would do. So
should I start telling people that when guys are like, "Oh, you're so thick," I'm like, "Yeah, I'm whole milk. I'm 100% fat."
Okay.
I would have gotten that one. I wish that he got that wrong.
For Nicholas Hajda. Emily, yeah. That was zero, but don't worry.
I know.
Anything could happen.
Okay.
A song from 2006. Despite the title, this song, which features a sounds like a girl singer dude, is not about Notorious B.I.G. It's also not about Forrest Whitaker. A song from 2006. Despite the title, this song, which features a sounds like a girl singer dude, is not about Notorious B.I.G. It's also not about Forrest Whitaker. Nick with control of the board from 2006. How many seconds from that song do you need to hear?
All of it, but nick that tune. I can nick that tune in, let's say, good poker 6 seconds.
Buddy. 6 seconds, he says.
Oh, I was going to say.
Or am I reverse poker facing her?
I was going to say four.
4 seconds, says Emily.
I can nick that tune in 3 seconds.
3 seconds?
Do I lose a point?
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
Good poker face. Okay.
I don't know if he's tricking me or not. So, you know what? You could try to nick that tune.
Nick that tune, she says.
I guess.
3 seconds.
Your song. I feel bad for you today.
From 2006. Are you ready, Haji?
That's what I want. Pity for my 23. Okay.
I gave you 3.23. There you go.
Thank you. Okay, so I was originally, based on your clues, I was thinking this was going to be the neighborhood sweater weather.
I don't know what that has to do.
That's in the past. Who knows?
No!
Well, if it didn't happen within the last 2 weeks, it's all going to turn out of time.
I am interested in your, why my clues say sweater weather?
Dude sings like a girl.
Oh.
He doesn't, though.
He does. 100%. I was there when that song came out in 2006, Emily. I remember I'm being confused about it.
Okay. All right.
But I was like, what is Forrest Whitaker? Is he like wearing sweaters? I'm going to say. Silver Sun Pickups.
Oh, no. There's a man down.
Lazy Eyes.
Judges?
Lazy Eye.
You know what? The judges are giving it to you. Silver Sun Pickups, Lazy Eye.
Yes. I don't know this song, I'll be honest.
This seems right up your alley. I mean, you were a child.
Yeah.
But it's just...
Silver Sun Pickups, you should check them out. I like them.
They're just...
Generic indie pop rock stuff.
Nope. Don't know it.
I mean, you must...
I like the idea of it. There's a lot of things I like the idea of.
Yeah.
Wow.
There is a, I believe they have a chick
Brothers
bass player.
Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious B.I.G. Is that a Lazy Eye? Forrest Whitaker? Lazy Eye?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm like, I don't know all eye conditions. I don't
I
know
like
what happens. I'm
not should it call sure, it lazy like, in 2021?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's just a not as efficient eye.
Okay. It's 4-0. That doesn't look good for you, Emily.
No.
But let's play the last one here. See what happens. A song from 1967.
Can we go double or nothing?
1967.
Okay.
This is an old song. Do you remember it? Do you remember when we used to sing Sha La 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 Ti Da? Hajda, how many seconds?
Pass. I can nick that tune and let's keep it going 6 seconds.
6 seconds, he says.
All right, I can nick that tune in 4 seconds.
4 seconds.
Nick that tune.
All right, here's your 4 seconds from 1967, Emily.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the...
Hold on.
I've been put on hold.
Brown Eyed Girl. Wait. Yeah. Yeah. Brown Eyed Girl. Right? Brown Eyed Girl is a... I'm going to get this wrong. God damn. I'm going to... Brown Eyed Girl. Is it Van Morrison?
Is this your answer?
Yeah. Sure.
Brown Eyed Girl, Van Morrison.
That's impressive.
It's correct.
Hey, I actually know a lot of older music, like this era of older music.
Not the Silver Sun Pickups.
Nothing about the 90s.
It was 2006.
That's too close to the 90s.
This is 90s of 2006. Congratulations, Nicholas Hajda. Bonus points if he gets the theme.
No,
you can do it, buddy.
I forgot. 2011. Who was that? Give me the bands. Black Keys, Silver Sun Pickups, yeah. Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Do you okay?
The Doors.
Oh no.
No, I got no clue.
It's Olympic time, so we had Black Keys, Gold on the Ceiling.
Oh, then Silver Sun Pickups.
And Brown. And Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, I love that.
We don't like the bronze medals around here.
Aww.
It's the Morning X, Chase Dick and Friends, and my number one friend, Nick Hajda. He has a new living situation. He lives with my old roommate because we have weird boundary issues and such.
Yeah, that's starting just, off strange.
Yeah.
Everything is a hand-me-down. It's fine.
It is fine. But I understand you have an adequate question?
Yes. Yes. And this is like one of those 2021, can you still do this type things? When your roommate has a policy of what's mine and yours, does that extend to his girlfriend's bras? No.
What?
Just kidding.
Wait, what?
Just kidding. Would never do that.
What? Huh?
Can I pay for rent using cash in 2021? Because I am not in charge.
Hang on, that was a long, exasperated.
See, that's exactly.
That was the greatest sigh of Emily's 23-year-old life.
Is that the most boomer thing I've done?
Is cash, over with you kids?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
Why do you need cash anymore?
Well, it's not cash.
Why do you have cash? That's my first question. To have cash.
Well, because I'm older than you and I have a real job, so.
What do you mean you have a real job?
Oh, shots fired.
I don't have a real job.
You get paid through your bank account, then you go and physically grab cash. Why do you do that? Why do you need to do that?
Because I can just run to the ATM or the bank and say, hey, this is how much money I need. And that's much simpler than me trying to figure out how to do an online balance transfer.
Oh,
I have to know my routing number.
Boomer.
I have to know her routing number.
No, you don't.
No, it's not even a boomer thing.
You
it's
don't.
Just a, it's
you
a
get
laziness
a Venmo.
Thing.
That's what Venmo's for. That's
I mean, that does seem like the answer. You she's paying the bills and or the rent. Is that
yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Which is why I would never complain about anything that they do. It's because they are nice enough to handle all the bills.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I just begrudgingly wash their dishes, and that's fine. It's a healthy.
This is you not complaining about what they.
Yeah.
So did she get mad at you for paying cash?
No, but we'll see. Okay, so we've been in there. For a month and a half now. So this is the first time, we paid a half month rent and I had that in Venmo from fantasy football winnings.
Uh-huh.
But now we're tapped out. All I got is the $9 I took from Jason in golf this weekend.
Okay, but you realize your Venmo can be refilled.
Yeah,
right?
When you win a fantasy football tournament
it's connected
January,
to
February.
Your bank account, or it should be.
It's not.
I have a feeling
it's not.
And is this some sort of staying off the grid maneuver? Why is your Venmo not connected to your bank account?
Why do they need my bank account?
Because that's the whole point of the app, is to get your money and move it.
But we've already established, I already have an app. It's called a bank.
It's called a bank.
What?
It's actually not a bank. It's more of a credit union.
This might be the oldest guy take that you have.
Really?
You live in the United States of America,
mm-hmm.
All right? And what does it say on the monies?
In God we trust.
It says something legal for all
timorous union.
Yeah.
Wait, first thing, notice how you were looking around for a dollar? Nobody keeps dollars anymore, Jason. Why do you have money?
Here, Emily.
Why do you have money?
Don't make him show
I'm
you.
Gonna,
why do
I'm
going to
whip
that?
Out a $10 bill, but I'll have you know, just days ago, there were many, many bills in here because gambling reasons, but I have redistributed them amongst the poker community.
Mm.
You're welcome, poker community.
Mm-hmm.
Know what you did. Hang on. It says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Okay? It says it right there on the money. So are you permitted to settle your debts, public and private, with this tender? Of course you are. Also, connect your bank account to your Venmo.
Yeah.
See, the problem is that I, for the longest time, I didn't know how to do online banking. And whenever I call, I tried to log into my bank, and they'd be like, "No, we never heard of you. Your money is not in our system." And then I called them, and I got it fixed and hooked up. But then I forgot my password already, and I can't call them back like immediately. Like, I can't be like, "Hey, I locked myself out of my online checking account again," because then I'm just like, they're like, "Okay, boomer."
Yeah,
and. It's easier for me to just go.
It's not easier.
To the ATM.
It is not easier.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
Not at all,
it
though.
Is.
How?
No, not like really. Not like the amount of effort
not in
that
reality.
You spend. It should
right.
be really easy to just, like you said, hook your checking account to your Venmo, and then I can go.
Yeah.
But also just, you know, because here's what we're really arguing over, is who's going to be hit with this minor inconvenience of transferring cash currency to their Venmo. Because I'm pretty sure that's how Katie's paying all this, is through some sort of app or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, should I be the one that has to do this minor inconvenience of converting actual money to ones and zeros?
Uh-huh.
Or should she? And I kind of want her to do it.
Well, if you see, that's the thing. The real discourtesy, is that a thing,
mm-hmm.
That you're pulling is now if you pay her $800 or whatever in rent and bills, now she's got $800 cash that she's got to take to the bank.
That's true.
Exactly.
Dude, yeah, right. So you realize
I want her to do the work.
You did the work too. You made a trip to the bank. Now you're making her make a trip to the bank.
You drove to the bank, talked to the person or did the ATM, drove back, handed it to her. So then she has to drive back to the bank, fill out a slip, put it in there, and then drive all the way back.
I think she has to go to the bank anyway to pay rent. I think that. Again, I'm not in charge of the finances.
You know, if you communicated with the
roommates.
I let
a woman handle it. How woke 2021.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
This guy.
I was wondering. I was like, could Nick say any more stupid things this segment? And, yeah, you always find a way to one-up yourself, buddy. I'm very impressed.
It's my gift.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Is it fair if you pay for your rent and bills in cash? 101X, it's the Morning X. Nick has a new roommate situation. They're splitting rent and bills. Can he pay in cash? Is that a jerk move? Dirty Brown Water lawyer Doug in Corpus Christi says, are we sure this isn't a just let it go thing with Nick? I didn't even think he was allowed to have a bank account. Just had his money in a mayonnaise jar buried in the yard somewhere. However, legally, you can pay with cash. It's not like he's trying to give Katie $800 in goats. Emily, you didn't know Nick when he was in financial distress,
No.
But he had several. Doug is referencing several of your accounts that you just set free.
Yes,
how do you set free an account?
It's like an old sick dog. He just drove his account out into the woods and be like, "Okay, you're free now. Run."
Oh, Nick.
Yeah, me and Wells Fargo are on a disagreement about bailouts,
money.
And you know, I've given them two bailouts. They should give me one.
That's not why you don't want to connect your bank account to your Venmo. And then they're not coming at you for your...
It's literally just I'm too lazy to go look up my account number and punch it in. And there's a slight, okay, boomer. It's, you know what it is? It's like that when I worked at HEB, it was when we installed the self-checkout lanes, and there was an old man who every day would go in there and try to use them and completely fail and would walk away cursing. But he was back the next day until he stopped. And I think it's because he died.
Oh,
but
how is that like your situation?
The self checkout is my Venmo. I know that it's easier. I know it's better. But I'm just like I don't like you.
I thought you were saying if you connected your bank account to your Venmo, it might kill you. It might literally end your life.
I don't know how computers work.
See, I think this is a generational thing because Nemesis Kayla, who is not as notably young as you, Emily, says cash is fake. Whenever I spend cash, I don't feel like I'm spending my own money.
It's true.
See,
that's what I feel about Venmo.
I'm the opposite of that. Cash is real money. When I hand somebody a big stack of cash, I'm like, that's what actual things that are going away. When I'm just internet shopping at 1 a.m., I'm like, wee, video games.
Wow, yeah. That's really interesting. No, it's the opposite for me. Whenever I get cash, I'm like, oh, cool, this doesn't count. Like, I don't understand. My brain doesn't comprehend that.
I hope we're paying you in Venmo.
Outsider Nixon says cash is always good to have on hand to tip your servers when you go out to eat or to the bar.
Yeah.
Make sure the server gets the most out of your tip.
No, yeah, for sure. I agree.
Oh, I didn't think about that. So does a server get more if you tip in cash than if you write it on the
I mean, they get it immediately. They get it immediately. They don't have to wait till their paycheck.
Also, if with credit card tips, some places will like pull them and they will just like, hey, yeah, in two
tip
weeks,
share,
they're like, here's what you got in credit card tips. And you just have to trust them.
Yeah.
Look.
Never trust an employer. That's what I say.
End of the day, I know that it's easier if I just set up my Venmos and do this. What I'm asking is it acceptable to be lazy and pass the buck on to Katie?
I mean, as long as Katie is cool with it.
The good news is Kung Fu Katie has weighed in. I'm glad that we're having this conversation over the radio and Twitter rather than in your living room.
Yeah.
She says, I like cash better. I can deposit it right away. Venmo takes time to transfer. I need it further in advance. So you can save her a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Takes
mm-hmm.
1 to 3 business days if you pay her in Venmo. If you give her the cash, then it's just boom. It's right there.
Yeah, because we all know that Nick isn't responsible enough to pay it in advance. We know it's the last minute.
If she tells me she needs it, I'll go run to the ATM and get it. It's in Pflugerville.
Oh my gosh, you drive to Pflugerville?
But now I'm worried that she's lying to me about how much the rent is. She's like, oh yeah, cash.
Oh right, she's operating some sort of illegal business.
You know what? If you looked online and paid your rent online like a normal person, you might be able to see
like
how much
a normal
you pay.
Person.
Yeah.
No, we all agree it's best that the landlord doesn't know that I even live there.
Oh,
so
uh-oh. Dude, I just had a brilliant innovation. I'm designing building a new house in Manor.
Can swap? I get my you take own? Gil and Katie and I take Bumbleina?
No, but we can.
I got plenty of cheese.
We could work that out. Should I have an ATM in my house?
Yes.
Now that's
they should have dick bucks.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.
Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.